Article 5, Section 22, speech or debate in any house shall not be questioned in any other place. Members, it's not easy for me to say this, but once again, this section of the Oklahoma Constitution that allows us to do our jobs, that allows us to ask difficult questions on difficult issues, must be invoked because a breach of this privilege took place this week. This week, a former member of this House, of this body, a former Attorney General of this state, a former candidate for governor, sent a letter to members of this body. Two members on opposite sides of the aisle, but two members that share a common goal to make this state better. The letter to Representative Reniger and myself contained veiled threats of lawsuits, accused us of lying, and impugning the dignity of this House. Members, this is a breach of the privilege guaranteed to us by the Oklahoma Constitution. When I first started as a prosecutor, I got some great advice from some people who have been there long before I have and have forgotten more about the practice of law than I will ever learn. The one thing that stuck with me was when you go in to argue a case, you argue facts. If the facts are against you, you argue emotion. If you have both, you drive it home. Members, here are the facts regarding the letter that was sent to us and the statements that were made in a committee meeting regarding a bill. Number one, fundraising by HSUS during the Moore tornado. The letter stated no fundraising took place. However, there are members on the floor right now who are down in Moore after the tornado in 2013. Members who opened their house to victims of this devastating tornado. Members who watched TV, went to benefit concerts, and saw the ads running on TV. If you can't remember exactly what the ads look like, maybe you were fortunate enough to get one of their print deals, or maybe an email, like the one dated May 23rd, 2013, sent by Ms. Tia Pope, Animal Rescue Team Responder for the Humane Society of the United States. That email at the very top starts out by saying, quote, "Our thoughts are with those affected by the devastating tornado that struck Moore, Oklahoma. We've offered our assistance and our regular contact with local agencies to determine how we can help best. Our team is on standby and will deploy when requested." Go on down through the email and towards the bottom, in bright, bold letters and underline, it says this, quote, "Please consider making a donation." So fact one, they claim they did not fundraise on the backs of the Moore tornado. We have personal stories, we have an email. The second lie that they accused us of making was in regards to numbers. The question was asked in committee in regards to a certain bill that if HSUS raised about $1 million and spent about $100,000 of that here in Oklahoma. Members, I just made a general characterization of the numbers, but I want to set the record straight and give you the facts. In a unit Senate hearing, the CEO, on March 17, 2015, the CEO of HSUS testified to Senator James Inhofe as to what the numbers were. People may lie in those committee hearings. So we have filings by the HSUS attorney and his lawsuit that he filed against our Attorney General, Scott Pruitt, to stop him from an investigation into their fundraising activities. Members are this. Over a period of time, they raised $1,714,274 from Oklahoma. What did they spend? I said $100,000. Members, they spent $110,288. Those comments were enough to send us a letter accusing us of lying and threatening legal action if we did not retract that statement and move forward. Members, 3 years ago when I first come to this body, I remember following Speaker T.W. Shannon to a press conference that was held in room 412. I still didn't know if my microphone worked or what exactly I was doing, but I remember going to that packed room in which Speaker Shannon took the microphone and made a statement. He said he was drawing a line in the sand when it comes to these out-of-state animal rights activists that want to come into Oklahoma and dictate how we live. Remember, the line in the sand is still there, and we've been fighting ever since. Well, I cannot ask this time to ask you to vote a certain way on a certain bill. That's not appropriate. I can't ask you to do this. I can ask you to stand up. I can ask you to stand with Representative Reniger, who's been the victim of this attack as well as another attack after this letter. I can ask you to stand up with myself and other members of this room, those standing on the back wall. Representative Bobby Cleveland, Scooter Park, Representative Wade Russolo, Representative Jerry McPeak, stand up with the members and tell Drew Edmondson that the Oklahoma House of Representatives will not tolerate threatening letters and veiled attempts to silence legislation that seeks to protect Oklahomans. Stand up to the Washington, D.C. outfit that is HSUS and tell them that the Oklahoma House of Representatives will not give in to their bullying tactics, their threats of lawsuits, and their demands to members of this House who are exercising our constitutional privilege to defend the Constitution of this state for the betterment of the citizens of Oklahoma.